Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Ryan Aber, covers the Sooners. Oklahoma was at the Kyler Murray Pro Day yesterday. Hey, Ryan, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We appreciate it, bud.
What's up, Ryan?
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You got it, Ryan. What was, let's start, overall impressions here from what we saw, what we all witnessed yesterday at the Murray Pro Day?
Well, I thought that Kyler Murray did a really good job. And obviously there's only so much you can prove throwing against air, but he made all of the throws that he needed to make, completed, I believe the number was 61 of 67 passes, showed the speed of his release, showed his arm strength with some deep balls, and showed accuracy. So I think that he answered some of the questions that people had about him and sort of proved what we saw in film all year.
Well, Ryan, so I got to ask you, now, being that, you know, you were there, you were at in the facility there in Norman at OU. So Moose and I were talking about this earlier. We were kind of in agreement that it was a little perplexing, a little surprised, I guess, that he didn't run. You know, that they didn't run a 40. You know, and he just basically said, "Hey, you see me run on film." Like, what was there any kind of scuttlebutt there in the building, or even your own personal opinion, like a little surprised that he didn't run?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised, especially given the fact that he said in Indianapolis that he planned to run, and but he didn't. We asked him afterwards, you know, what was the reasoning behind that, and he basically said, "People know how fast I am, and I didn't want to take the chance of pulling something before I threw." Now, I don't think there's any set reason why you would have to run and then throw. I guess you could run afterwards.
Right. They make the rules. They do whatever they want. It's a pro day, right?
Yeah. So although we would have to go back across the street the way that they did those things, but what's the big deal of that?
It's, yeah, right. Of course. Yeah.
So I was a little bit surprised, but I think more and more when you look at the way that these things happen, I would be surprised at this point if Kyler Murray's not the number one pick by the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, who knows if he's had there's some agreement there or he's been told that. But it just seems like more signs point in that direction.
You know, and listen, I can understand that. I get that, and there's a lot of buzz surrounding it. It's just a case of, you know, maybe we're wrong, but he did not get measured as well again, right? He did the measurement in Indianapolis, 5'10 and 8, and he didn't get it measured again yesterday, correct?
Yeah, the only thing he did measure-wise is get weighed again yesterday and weighed in at 205, a couple pounds shy of what he weighed in Indianapolis. But, yeah, didn't do height or anything like that.
Yeah, but here's the one thing I would say, Ryan. Can anybody then – I mean, and I'm not trying to pick on Kyler Murray, and we love watching him, and I hope he goes on to have be a great quarterback in the National Football League. But then why even have to throw? I mean, couldn't he just show up and say, well, watch my game film. I can make all the throws. You see my arm strength on game film. Why the case of, well, I didn't run because you know how fast I am. You've seen it because I'm fearful of pulling something. But he's got to go out and make all the throws and do the necessary dropbacks. I mean, because, you know, one has everything to do with the other. I mean, if you're not going to run in Indianapolis, you would expect the guy to run in at his own pro day.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that to some extent, although I think that, you know, clearly throwing is where there's some concern about him with
sure.
his size and things like that. Obviously, you're not going to figure out whether he can throw at 5'9 when he's not throwing against with the linemen directly in front of him. But at the same way, I think everybody realizes that his speed, he's the fastest quarterback in this class and in a long time to come out of college. So the fact that his speed measures up to those guys isn't in question. It's the arm and everything that goes along with that. So I was a little bit surprised that he didn't run. He said that he would run in private workouts. when he was asked to. But certainly that was the most anticipated thing of yesterday, would have been seeing what he was able to do in the 40. And also Marquise Brown, their wide receiver, was injured, so we didn't get to see him in the 40. And that's been a big thing here in Norman, is who's faster, Kyler Murray or Marquise Brown.
I actually saw them the coverage on NFL Network, and they were talking about that, and they asked Kyler Murray, who's faster, you know? And they asked Lincoln Riley, too, who's faster, you or Hollywood? And he basically, Kyler Murray didn't hesitate. He said, well, in a 40, I'll dust him. I'll beat him, whatever. But after that, I don't know, you know? And that's all fine and well. That's great. These guys are both lightning bolts. But, like, and you guys are all there. I mean, you were at the event, at the facility. Feel bad. A bunch of people there. You guys are there. And, you get to see the guy throw for football for 22 minutes. You know? Like.
Yeah, and that was, let's see, what, 3.5 hours, almost 4 hours into the event before he threw the football.
Dude, I got to ask you. You just saying that, were people a little annoyed that would add media and coaches that it went so quick?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just the way that it went, it's a different kind of setup at OU this year as they did, or actually I think last year might have been the first year that they did it like that. But they have the testing and the bench and 40 across the street at their workout facility. It's actually connected to the stadium, and did all that because they've got measuring things and all kinds of technological deals in there.
Right.
And then we moved across the street to their indoor facility where they did some of their on-field work. The linemen went through their stuff first, and then finally geared up for the Kyler Murray show about 4 hours later.
Jeez, man. Oh,
you know,
man.
Ryan, what about the leadership aspect? We saw some of the criticism from Charlie Casserly after the interviews that Kyler Murray had out in Indianapolis with some teams, and he said a couple of teams reached out to him. What about the personality here of Murray, leadership-wise, work ethic, board work, everything, the criticism from Casserly? You know, do you think any of that is justified at all or no?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time talking to Kyler Murray's teammates, and not only on the football team, but guys on the OU baseball team as well. And I haven't heard a criticism one about his leadership amongst those guys. And, you know, it's not – obviously you wouldn't expect to hear guys criticize when they're talking to the media, but at the same time there was a lot of comparing and contrasting with what Baker Mayfield did with the football players and how he handled it. Clearly they're different styles and much different personalities, but at the same time they said that behind closed doors there's a lot of similarities in the way that they lead. I thought it was interesting yesterday Cody Ford, a potential first round offensive lineman, talked about how Kyler Murray never yelled at his offensive line after when he took hits. Which was something that he said he'd never experienced before. So the guys who have played with him all seem to love him, and they pretty universally said that Charlie Casserly didn't know what he was talking about, at least in the leadership aspect of things.
Yeah, and that was kind of our take about the Casserly thing. You know, when it first came out, we were like a little perplexed, like, what the heck? Like, how would this guy be the success he is, this kid, Kyler Murray, if without having leadership skills? And it's tough to, if you're not in the room, you shouldn't say that about the guy. You know what I mean? It's tough to do that. But, so here's the thing, right? Now, his dad, Kyler Murray's dad, you know, great at Texas A&M, quarterback, he's a coach and all this stuff. I get it. And, you know, I noticed he was on the field during the whole pro day. Were anybody, like coaches or members of the media, when you guys were all there, was anybody surprised that his dad was actually on the field doing all that stuff?
No, not really, because you sort of expect it. And actually, I think most of the guys' parents were at least around, obviously.
But this guy was on the field, like, catching foot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was part of it. Like, you know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, his dad. And
Right.
His dad's been his quarterback coach forever. So
gotcha. Yeah.
Jim Zorn was doing the main workout part of things, but no, there was no surprise there. And I think that, obviously what Charlie Casserly said about, his father being involved, or what people have said, There's been a lot of different things going on. But yeah, what people have said about Kevin Murray sort of being a helicopter parent, I think everybody knows that Kevin Murray is very heavily involved in Kyler Murray's football career. But everybody around OU has said that it wasn't an issue with them, and there was no attempt to interfere with what they were doing with Kyler Murray.
That's good. Well, that's good, yeah.
Lincoln Riley has reiterated quite a bit.
Ryan, final one for me, and that is, you know, obviously we spent a lot of time on the focus of Murray here. How'd the rest of the guys do? You know, Taz mentioned Brown, certainly the tackle. The rest of the Sooner draft picks here coming out of that program this year.
Well, the two ones that you most anticipated were banged up yesterday with Marquise Brown and Rodney Anderson. Obviously, Rodney Anderson had a fantastic junior year before his ACL tear into this season. But I thought the guy that really stood out yesterday outside of Kyler Murray was Curtis Bolton, a guy that wasn't at the combine. So he really needed to have a good pro day. Showed a lot of speed and agility in some of the shuttle drills and cone drills and things like that. So I think that he's a guy who's going to find a place in the NFL at some point. Is he going to be a high draft pick? No, but at least showed that he can do some of the things that he needs to do at the next level.
And which Sooner quarterback, so we all know, we can head out to Vegas, and who's going to win the Heisman Trophy next year, make it three in a row, Ryan?
Well, Jalen Hurts is going to be their quarterback, and obviously he's a guy with plenty of experience, so I don't think anybody would be surprised if Lincoln Riley is able to elevate him to that kind of level next year.
Hey, Ryan, we appreciate the time. Thanks for the perspective this morning. Have yourself a good Thursday, all right?
Thanks, yeah. Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
Great one too.
Bye-bye. You got it. Ryan Aber.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.